Mid-Day Meal Scheme, A Comprehensive Overview by Triple W. Welcome to Triple W's Discussion Forum. The Mid-Day Meal, MDM, scheme is one of India's most significant welfare initiatives designed to combat the dual challenges of malnutrition and educational dropout rates among school-going children. Launched with the intent to provide nutritious meals to children in government and government-aided schools, this scheme has evolved into a cornerstone of India's efforts to enhance the well-being of its younger population. Beyond just a meal, the MDM scheme represents a commitment to nurturing the nation's future by addressing the critical needs of health, education, and social equity. In this comprehensive article, we explore the various facets of the MDM scheme, including its history, objectives, and the benefits it offers to millions of children across the country. What is the Mid-Day Meal Scheme? The Mid-Day Meal Scheme is a school meal program in India designed to improve the nutritional levels of school-going children. Under this scheme, free lunches are provided to students in government and government-aided schools on working days. The meals are designed to provide essential nutrients to children, ensuring they receive at least one balanced meal per day. History of the MDM scheme. The origins of the Mid-Day Meal scheme can be traced back to the pre-independence era, with various states initiating similar programs. However, it was formally launched nationwide in 1995 by the Government of India under the name National Program of Nutritional Support to Primary Education. Initially aimed at children in primary schools, the scheme was later expanded to include upper primary students as well. Objectives of the MDM scheme. The MDM scheme has several key objectives. 1. Enhancing nutritional status. The primary goal is to provide nutritious meals to children, thereby addressing the issue of malnutrition. 2. Promoting education. By offering free meals, the scheme encourages school enrollment and reduces dropout rates, particularly among children from economically disadvantaged backgrounds. 3. Social equity. The scheme fosters social integration by providing a common meal to all children, irrespective of their caste, religion, or socioeconomic status. 4. Encouraging community participation. It involves local communities in the preparation and distribution of meals, thereby fostering a sense of responsibility and ownership. Who are the beneficiaries of the MDM scheme? The primary beneficiaries of the MDM scheme are students of government and government-aided schools, children enrolled in classes I-8. Children from economically disadvantaged backgrounds, the scheme particularly targets children who come from low-income families, ensuring they receive at least one nutritious meal a day. Why is MDM compulsory in government schools? The MDM scheme is mandatory in government schools to address the dual challenge of malnutrition and low school attendance. By providing a free meal, the scheme acts as an incentive for parents to send their children to school. This not only ensures that children receive proper nutrition, but also that they continue their education, thus breaking the cycle of poverty and illiteracy. Pros and cons of the MDM scheme. Pros. Improved nutrition. The scheme significantly contributes to the daily nutritional intake of children, particularly in rural and economically disadvantaged areas. Increased enrollment and retention. **** schools have reported higher enrollment rates and lower dropout rates since the implementation of the MDM scheme. Social integration. The scheme helps in reducing social discrimination as children from different backgrounds eat together. Empowerment of women. The scheme provides employment opportunities to women, particularly in rural areas, where they are often employed as cooks and helpers. Cons. Quality and hygiene issues. there have been instances of poor quality and unhygienic food being served, leading to health issues among children. Mismanagement and corruption. Some cases of mismanagement and corruption in the implementation of the scheme have been reported, affecting its effectiveness. Inadequate infrastructure. Many schools lack proper infrastructure for cooking and serving meals, which can compromise the quality of food provided. Conclusion. The Midday Meal Scheme is a pivotal initiative that has brought about significant improvements in the nutritional and educational outcomes of children in India. While it has its challenges, the scheme's benefits far outweigh the drawbacks. Continuous monitoring and improvement in the implementation process can help in overcoming the issues, ensuring that every child receives the nutrition they deserve. Disclaimer: this article, published by WWW, aims to provide a detailed and balanced overview of the Midday Meal Scheme, ensuring readers gain a comprehensive understanding of this important initiative. It is intended for informational purposes only and reflects the author's understanding of the Midday Meal Scheme based on available resources. For more detailed and specific information, readers are advised to consult official government publications or other reliable sources.